All right, guys, let's welcome Matt and Will from Dance Gavin Dance to the new pod here, knotfest.com, Louder Than Life 2023. Guys, how are we doing today?
We're fantastic.
Great. Yeah, great.
It's a good time, man. So before we dive into too much stuff, the Ghost of Billy Royalton's out now. So tell me about that song. Tell me everything about it.
Yeah, it's a new single we put out. It's a dedication to our bass player who passed away a little over a year ago.
Yeah, we decided really the best way to do a tribute to him would be through music.
Yeah.
And it's our first single we put out since he's been gone, so it just made sense to us to do something for him. It just feels good to be able to kind of honor him in that way.
Right. Obviously, this being the new pod here, knotfest.com, do you guys have any history with nu metal? Did you kind of grow up listening to it? Maybe, you know, all that wonderful stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, we're from Sacramento. Deftones get called nu metal in a lot of different genres, but yeah, they're our like hometown heroes,
right.
So
yeah,
definitely one of my favorite bands.
And Papa Roach, too. Yeah. I feel like they're in that category.
Vacaville represent, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I know where Vacaville is from Papa Roach. We'll talk about being from Sacramento and Deftones kind of being, you know, just hometown heroes, because to me, I mean, obviously they're larger than life being out here. I mean, I'm assuming back home, watching them, being able to see them and see them, you know, become successful and be like a band out of Sacramento can do something like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just surreal having them be from there. I even lived a few blocks away from Chino for a
right.
while, and my parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom would run into him at the store and stuff and say, oh, I talked to Chino today. Just like, oh, Mom, don't go up and talk to Chino.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I remember when I was in high school, I got word that they were putting on a free concert. And it was for the Family Values Tour.
Okay.
All the bands on it were doing free concerts in their hometown. And so I remember rushing over and watching them play in this park to like 15,000 people. And
wow.
it was just epic. And another quick thing, too, we got the pleasure on our second full-length album of actually having Chino on a song called Caviar. And that was a really cool experience.
How did that collaboration come about? Was it just like, you know, did his mom run into him at the store?
Yeah,
like,
Will's mom.
Hey, will you be on my kid's album?
Our manager also worked with Team Sleep.
Nice.
And he brought up to him, you know, that they'd love to have us on a song. He checked him out. I think he felt enough hometown love to throw us a bone and
yeah.
do something with us. And I mean, it was super awesome because he didn't have to do it at
yeah.
all. And it didn't do anything for his career, but it was just like a huge honor for us.
Well, that's why everybody goes back to Adrenaline now. They're like, I heard Dance Gavin Dance and this little guy Chino's on there tonight. All right, well, let's dive into the bracket challenge. Just name two bands, you know, you guys pick and we'll kind of go from there. First out the gate, kind of tough one is Korn versus Limp Bizkit.
Oh, no offense, Korn, but I got to go with Limp Bizkit.
I'm going to choose Limp Bizkit, too.
All right. Any reason why you were so quick to Limp Bizkit?
Well, to be honest, because we just got asked the same question in another interview, so it was fresh on my mind, but I've just always been a fan of Limp Bizkit and Break Stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's my fucking anthem.
Yeah, $3 Billy All was one of my favorites when it came out when I was in, like, junior high school.
Yeah.
I just bumped that all the time. It was just real angry and chaotic and raw, and
yeah.
I dug it.
Awesome, man. Deftones versus Disturbed. Do we even need to go this one?
Right.
System of a Down versus Linkin Park.
Oh, that's a hard one. I got to go System of a Down.
I'm going System, too. Yeah, their first record and their second record were just both huge albums for me as well.
Yeah.
That's same with that rawness and just
yeah.
anger and like... Yeah, just like I was, you know, an angry kid. You know?
Yeah, we didn't wait to have a talk after this. Slipknot versus Evanescence.
Slipknot.
Oh, Slipknot for sure, yeah. I mean, same thing. They just, like, had that rawness. I mean, we're probably choosing a lot of, like, Ross Robinson-recorded bands.
You're right.
You know? But, their first two records were huge for me as well.
Have you guys ever... looked into recording with Ross or recorded with him in the past?
You know, we were able to visit his studio when our friends back in the day, Drop Dead Gorgeous, were
okay.
recording with him. So
oh,
that was cool.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, yeah. We got to see, like, where he Ross recorded, like, Glassjaw and all these classic mics.
Is that the Indigo Ranch? Is that what we're talking about before?
It was at his, his house in Malibu. Yeah. It was really cool.
All right. And then back to Limp Bizkit versus Deftones.
Oh, shit. Deftones.
Deftones, yeah.
I believe we were System of a Down versus Slipknot.
Oh, man, I know this is a Knotfest interview, but I gotta go System of a Down.
I gotta go Slipknot.
All right, so we've got Deftones versus Slipknot for you.
Deftones.
And then Deftones wins. I will say
fanboys.
Deftones have definitely won many of these bracket challenges. So I was really surprised of all the bands. Deftones kind of seems to be the one that everybody loves. Linkin Park tends to be like a gateway band for a lot of people, but Deftones kind of seems to be the one that covers all bases for everybody.
Yeah, I was really into Linkin Park's first record.
Yeah.
But I was like super into heavy.
Yeah.
So when they started going a little bit more like marketable in their later records, I was like elitist towards heavy and chaos.
Right. All right. So what are we? Let's see here. Dance Gavin Dance out on tour now. Are you guys touring as we speak? What are we doing?
We are, yeah.
Yeah. We're on tour. We got a couple weeks of shows left, along with our festival that we curate called Swan Fest in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and then we ended back home in Sac at Aftershock.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So, yeah, we got a busy couple of weeks ahead of us, but it's going to be fun.
Awesome, guys. Well, Matt, Will, Dance Gavin Dance, thanks once again for taking some time here at knotfest.com, new pod, Louder Than Life 2023. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.